Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building Urban Echo Kick Wait for Jungle and Old School DNB using a resampling first workflow. In this session, we're not just designing a kick drum, we're building a kick that feels like it belongs in a real DNB arrangement. Short, punchy, gritty, and heavy enough to survive fast break programming and deep bass movement. The big idea here is that the kick is part of the composition, not just a sound choice. It has to carry authority, leave room for the sub, and still have enough character to sound exciting in a dark, urban jungle context. At these tempos, around 170 to 174 BPM, the low end gets exposed very quickly. If your kick is too long, it eats the bass. If it's too clean, the track can feel sterile. If it's too soft, the whole drop loses impact. So the goal is controlled weight, with a bit of room, grit, and echo that feels intentional. We're going to build a three-layer kick system. First, a sub-focused punch layer for the core weight. Second, a body layer created by resampling a processed kick to give us old-school texture and audible presence on smaller systems. Third, a short echo or room tail layer that adds depth and urban space without muddying the groove. Start by setting up your session for resampling. Create one MIDI track called Kick Source, then three audio tracks called Kick Resample A, Kick Resample B, and Kick FX Print. On the MIDI track, load either drum rack or sampler with a kick sample that already has some weight. For this style, you want something that's not too clicky and not too boomy. An old-school style kick is a good starting point. If you're using sampler, put it in classic mode, set it to one shot, and keep the envelope snappy. Then turn on a four-bar loop in arrangement view and program a simple phrase. Don't make it too busy. A kick on the one, maybe an extra hit on the end of two, and then some space is enough to start. In jungle and DNB, space is part of the groove. We want to hear exactly how the kick interacts with the break and the sub. Before resampling, shape the source kick a little. Add EQ 8 first. If needed, gently high pass around 20 to 25 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the kick feels boxy, dip somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz by a couple of dB. If it needs more body, try a subtle boost around 55 to 75 Hz. Be careful here, we're not finalizing the sound yet. We're just getting the source into a good printable state. After EQ 8, add saturator. Drive it somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if it helps tame peaks. Keep an eye on the output so the level doesn't jump too much. Then add drum bus. Use drive lightly, maybe 5 to 15%, a touch of crunch if needed, and only a little boom unless you know the kick's fundamental very well. If you need a stronger front edge, a bit of transient boost can help. The point is to make a version worth printing, not to overcook it. Here's a useful pro move. Put utility after the saturation and set the width to 0% if you want to force the source kick mono before printing. That keeps the low end centered and club safe. Now arm kick resample A and set the input to resampling. Record a few bars of the kick phrase. You're printing the processed kick into audio, which gives you a commitment point and captures all the little nonlinear behaviors happening in the chain. After recording, consolidate a clean one-shot or a one-bar phrase, trim it so the transient starts exactly on the grid, and keep warping off unless you truly need it. Name that clip something like Kick Body Print 01. This is where resampling gets powerful. Duplicate that idea and make a second printed version with a different character. On Kick Resample B, push the saturator harder, maybe 8 to 10 dB of drive. Add Redux subtly for grain, with a low amount of downsampling and a bit of bit reduction. If the kick has too much top end, place EQ 8 before Redux so the crunch focuses the midrange instead of turning into fizz. This second print is where a lot of the old school energy lives. You're capturing movement and harmonic change that's hard to fake with one static chain. Now take your best print and load it into Sampler on a new MIDI track called Kick Layered. If it's a simple transient with a tail, one-shot mode works great. If the texture is more complex, you can slice it or keep it as audio depending on how you want to phrase it. At this point, think in hit families, not one kick. Build three layers. The first layer is your sub punch. Keep it focused below around 120 Hz and let it handle the fundamental weight. The second layer is the body, your printed resample, which carries the main character in the 50 to 150 Hz region. The third layer is texture, high passed around 150 to 250 Hz. Where the grit, click, and room can live without clashing with the low end. Group those layers into a kick bus. On that bus, try glue compressor with a gentle 2-to-1 ratio, a medium attack, and auto or moderate release. You're only looking for a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB, just enough to glue the layers together. Then use EQ8 if any frequency is ringing out too much, and keep the bus mono with utility, so the foundation stays solid. Now for the Urban Echo dimension. Create a return track called Urban Echo. This should not wash out the kick. It should create short, brimy space imprint around selected hits. Put echo on the return and try sync times like 1/16, 1/8, or dotted 1/8. Keep feedback low, around 10 to 25%. Then filter the lows aggressively, either inside echo or with a Q8 afterward. Add a tiny bit of saturation if you want the tail to feel darker and dirtier. The key is selective sending. Don't send every kick hit. Send only the first kick of a phrase, a hit before a transition, or a call and response hit in a sparse bar. Automate the send amount so it moves between 0 and negative 12 dB depending on the section. In the drop, use it sparingly. You want depth, not smear. A little filtered echo can make the kick feel much bigger and more urban without damaging the transient punch. Now let's turn the kick into a compositional device. Write a 4-bar phrase that actually tells a story. For example, in bar 1, hit on the 1 and then a syncopated hit on the end of 2. In bar 2, place the kick on the 1 and then a late hit before beat 4. In bar 3, pull back and let the break and sub answer more of the rhythm. In bar 4, add a ghosted or filtered kick that leads back into the loop. If you're using MIDI, vary the velocity. Strong hits can sit around 110 to 127, support hits around 80 to 100, and ghost notes lower, around 40 to 70. If you're using audio clips, vary clip gain and automation instead. Make one hit a little quieter, send one hit more to the echo return, or darken a hit with auto filter. This is how the kick becomes part of the arrangement language instead of just repeating unchanged. Now bring in the sub bass or low res and check the relationship. In a clean old-school DNB setup, the sub should sit mostly under the kick decay, not on top of the kick transient. Keep the sub mono with utility. If the kick's fundamental is strong around 58 HE, you might place the sub a little lower or slightly above depending on the key and the arrangement. If they fight, shorten the kick tail or use sidechain compression on the sub keyed from the kick. A fast attack and a release in the 50 to 120 ms range is a good starting point. Aim for a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to make room. Also listen with the break underneath, because that's where the real problem solving happens. In jungle, the kick and the break have to feel like one rhythmic system. If the snare feels crowded, trim the texture layer a little. Often the groove is won or lost in the first 150 milliseconds of the hit. From here, start thinking about arrangement. In the intro, you might use filtered kick prints with less low end and a sparse echo. In the pre-drop, bring in the distorted texture layer or increase the echo send slightly. In the first drop, keep the main body layer strong and the echo minimal. In the second drop, swap in a slightly different print, maybe with more saturation or a shorter decay. In the breakdown, let the echo breathe and remove the sub weight. Use automation to control the feel over time. Automate the echo send amount, the auto filter cutoff on the texture layer, saturator drive for a more aggressive second drop, and drum bus drive on the kick bus for phrase accents. This is where resampling really shines. Instead of one kick sound repeating over and over, you can make the kick evolve with the track. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the kick too long. In fast DNB, a long kick usually steals room from the bass and snare. Don't overboost the sub in both the kick and the sub-bass. Decide which one hones the deepest fundamental. Don't let the echo return keep too much low end. High pass it hard. Don't forget mono compatibility before you commit. And don't distort everything at the source. It's usually better to resample in stages and keep one cleaner body print and one dirtier grit print, then blend them. For a darker, heavier sound, try making at least two resamples every time. One clean body print and one dirtier texture print. Put drum bus on the kick bus, and automate the drive slightly into the drop, if you want extra aggression. A simple saturator into a Q8 into glue compressor chain can glue the weight together nicely. Keep the transient sharper than you think you need it. In DNB, that front edge is what helps the kick cut through the chaos. A really useful advanced variation is to build different hit families for different sections. Save a few printed versions like kick dry, kick club, kick rattle and kick echo accent, then swap them by section instead of trying to force one sound to do everything. You can also create a pre-drop kick that's a little more filtered and a little wider in the mids, then use it only in the bars before the drop to create anticipation. Another smart move is to use phase creatively. If you layer two printed kicks, nudge one of them by a few samples and listen carefully. Sometimes the strongest low-end result is not the perfectly aligned one, but the version that gives the best combined fundamental. Just be sure to check that in context and in mono. Finally, keep checking the kick at different playback levels. A kick that only sounds huge when it's loud might not actually have real body. If it still reads at low volume, you've built something strong. And if you want a quick practice challenge, spend 15 minutes making one clean print, one dirty print, layering them, adding a filtered echo return, and then testing the result against a simple break and subnote. Make one improvement only, like shortening the tail or reducing low end in the echo, and then bounce it.